Chapter 5. The Castle. When Locksley and the Black Knight first meet, they do not trust each other. Then Locksley smiles. "I know you," he says to the knight. "You helped Ivanhoe defeat the Normans in the tournament. Then I think you are a friend of England." "And who are you?" the knight asks. "Just an outlaw of the forest," Locksley says. "And if you are a true friend of England, maybe you will help us. Cedric the Saxon has been kidnapped. Will you help us save him?" The Black Knight looks at Locksley and the friar. It seems strange to him that the outlaw wants to help a rich Saxon. Maybe, the knight thinks, the outlaws are not really bad men. "You dress like an outlaw," the knight says, "but you have the heart of a true Englishman. Yes, I will help you save Cedric." Inside the castle of Front de Boeuf, the prisoners are put in different places. Isaac the Jew is taken to a small dark room. Front de Boeuf wants much gold from him. Cedric is put in another room. He does not know that his son, Ivanhoe, is in the castle too. Ivanhoe came to the castle on Isaac and Rebecca's litter. He is the sick man that they were carrying. Brian de Boisguibert is in the castle too. He has decided that Rebecca will be his wife. This is very strange. The Normans and Saxons think of the Jews as dogs. Even so, Boisguibert tries to get Rebecca to go with him, but she will not. After Boisguibert leaves her, Rebecca goes to help Ivanhoe. She takes care of him. Rebecca has a special skill in making sick people well. While all this is happening, the outlaws are getting ready outside the castle. They have come to attack the castle.